Councils could be given the power to restrict the number of betting shops in their area and limit or ban high-stakes gambling machines if Labour wins the next election. Ed Miliband says Labour would tighten controls on the gambling industry to protect poorer people. But the Tories have accused him of hypocrisy, and the Association of British Bookmakers claimed he was playing politics with people's jobs. Our political correspondent Chris Mason reports.
There are more than 33,000 fixed-odds betting machines in Britain. Gamblers can bet up to £300 every minute. They earn the industry more than £1.5 billion each year, around half their annual profit. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, said they were dangerously addictive and the cause of untold damage to many. He said a Labour government would legislate to allow councils to control the number of betting shops opening in their area and to ban high-stakes gambling machines.
Gambling on fixed-odds betting machines is spreading like an epidemic in parts of our country. And it causes debt and misery for families. It's a magnet for crime and antisocial behaviour. So a Labour government is going to give local communities the right to pull the plug on these fixed-odds betting machines.
It was a change in the law by the last Labour government that allowed the machines to be installed in bookmakers in the first place, and there is a limit of a maximum of 4 per shop. The Association of British Bookmakers said Ed Miliband's idea played politics with the jobs of 40,000 people and the enjoyment of 8 million customers for no reason. Kieran O'Brien from Ladbrokes said Labour was scaremongering.
We know from player behaviour that actually most players play within their limits. The average stake on and spend on a gaming session is about £15 to £20. It's not that different to the spend that's over the counter. So in actual terms of evidence, there isn't any evidence that they're any more of a problem than other kinds of gambling.
The government has met recently with bookmakers to discuss high-stakes gambling machines, but has so far decided against putting new restrictions in place.